Welcome to the Precision Pays podcast, featuring news and information important for growers who want to produce more efficiently. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. Today we'll look at how some farmers are using their online time and the social media tools they're using to make important purchases. A recent survey by Ag Haven showed that more farmers are spending more time online, but are sometimes frustrated with the results. Ag Haven President Shrik Segur says they've developed a website to help those producers who work on multi-platforms.
A number of farmers actually are focusing on using internet, not just through a laptop or a desktop, but their usage is going to be mostly on the smart devices, such as iPhones and Android phones. So I think our applications, some of what we have in Ag Haven, are going to be very well suited to that. And really consuming information, it's not going to be just on one single location. It's going to be multiple different platforms. So that's what we're finding out from our research. I think Ag Haven is going to be a perfect platform for that.
Segura says farmers want access all the time.
Truly, it's going to be 24/7 with them. Ag Haven is going to be 24/7 with them. So from an agri-marketing point of view, the way they are going to use, quote-unquote, Ag Haven and how they're going to apply to get their marketing thoughts across to the farmers and ranchers and the agribusiness professionals is going to be on smart devices. We are there. So I think it's a natural progression from where you are at and to really take it to the next level.
Meanwhile, Paulson Marketing looked at how people in rural areas were also using the online community. Paulson's Alicia DeGeese says their white paper, entitled Rural Lifestylers Are Changing the Way They Research and Buy Products, delved into what people in these areas were doing.
The topic of this thought paper is rural lifestylers are changing the way they research and buy products. And what we're looking at here is how online communities, brand advocates, and customer reviews are really influencing their purchase decisions. So we did some in-person interviews as well as an email survey out to 340 respondents to get their feedback on how they make purchase decisions.
Ann Paulson's Sarah Stever says they found that the adoption rate of these new online technologies was about the same for rural lifestylers as they were for most consumers.
So we wanted to extrapolate that out to other behaviors that might be online. And so we know there's proven behaviors or behaviors we're noticing where people are skipping past normal research processes and using things like reviews in order to make a purchase decision. And so this study, particular study, revolved around questions that were bringing up that type of behavior in people.
DeGeest and Stever say that has been affecting what these rural consumers do with that information after the purchase, which has a big impact on the next purchase and how agri-marketers can use that information.
As marketers, it's always our challenge to find the right marketing mix and message and how to reach that rural lifestyler in an era where the purchase process is including now new powerful influencers. So it's changing. And so in the thought paper, we've provided a few takeaways and a few insights to help reach that audience.
Well, what are some of those? That would be my next question.
Well, there's what we've identified are two types of influencers. So there's a macro influencer, and macro influencers have really existed for a long time. They might be a veterinarian, they might be a trainer, they might be a celebrity eventer, someone that you look up to and respect for various reasons of prestige. But we've also identified micro influencers, and those are the people that are kind of the new ones on the stage. And so these are people you don't necessarily know, but because of a common interest, you trust them. You trust their opinion. And so there are different ways to reach, of course, those two types of audiences. One is very social, and one is very much kind of, I guess you'd say, a one-to-one way to reach out as marketers. So you want a marketing mix that actually identifies and reaches out to those two types of influencers.
A great quote from one of our interviews is that really led us to see the strong pattern of influence between online communities and online strangers, really, is she had gone on to say, it gives me a little bit of feeling like, well, I haven't made a bad decision. I mean, five other people who I don't know agree that this is a good product. So I'm feeling good about my purchase, even if it's $10. I really do like reviews, and I really think they're important. So it's just came to confirm that those micro-influencers do have a great deal of importance when making a purchase decision.
DeGeest adds the connectivity of these rural lifestyle consumers is having a big impact on what they do in the actual stores.
Point of purchase behavior is changing quite a bit, and that is because of mobile savviness. They are in a store and they have a capability of searching out more information about a product right before they're going to purchase it. And they use their mobile phone in not only searching for a product and looking up a consumer review, but reaching out to their social network. We heard several situations where they were in a store, rather than going and talking to a dealer or a salesperson, they would rather reach out to their Facebook network and ask a question about, did you buy this kind of, who's out there bought this kind of tractor? And would rely on that input rather than talking to someone in store. So we found that to be fascinating, as well as their intrigue and interest in QR codes and barcode scanning. So that tech savviness is happening in that rural lifestyle and producer audience, where a lot of times as marketers in agri-marketing, we have not made those parallels. But they do have a lot of common technology traits as general consumers.
It's good information for those in the agri-marketing field, and more information is available at aghaven.com and paulsonmarketing.com. That's today's Precision Pays podcast. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. I'm John Davis reporting.